Hi there, and welcome to this new episode of the B2B Sales Podcast. I'm your host, Thibaut, and in today's podcast, I'll share a three-step system you can follow to optimize your LinkedIn profile if you work in sales. Most salespeople I see on LinkedIn have optimized their LinkedIn profiles to find a new job, not to help prospects start conversations with them. If your LinkedIn profile is filled with details about your sales achievements, how many times you went to President's Club and how you managed to extract money from difficult clients, then you'll have a hard time booking meetings on LinkedIn. Here's how to optimize your LinkedIn profile step by step. So your first step will be to update your banner. I've detailed and given some examples in the written version of this podcast, which you can get access to in your email if you sign up to Tactical Selling on Thursday. So go check the link in the show notes. But basically, it's a profile that's very random, where there's a simple banner, which is the, you know, like the default banner on LinkedIn, so it doesn't provide any information. Every LinkedIn user has a space where they can display a customized banner. And I like to think of your LinkedIn banner as a highway billboard. It's free real estate on your profile, and it can be used to attract your prospect's attention. Another thing is when prospects go to their My Network section, basically when they look for people or when they accept connection requests, they will see a small preview of 6 to 9 cards where they can see the profile of prospects of other people. So you have the banner, the profile picture, the headline, and people they're connected with. So it's really important to have a good banner that attracts the eye so people can actually pay attention to that. If your banner isn't optimized to attract your prospect attention, you're actually missing out. So here's what you can do. First, you respect the banner format, which is 1,584 by 396 pixels. You can use catchy, homogeneous colors and use large text and CTAs. If you want to go check this out and see how I do it, for example, go check my LinkedIn banner and you'll have a concrete example. Step two, write a clear headline. Your LinkedIn headline has one goal: to get prospects to understand you aren't a threat to them so they can accept a connection request. And your headline will be displayed everywhere your profile appears on LinkedIn. For example, prospects will see it when you're sending them a connection request, and they'll see your, you know, your profile picture, your name, and your headline. Here's a simple structure you can follow to optimize your headline. One, what you do. Two, who you help. Three, what's the outcome of working with you. So mine would be, I train and coach, so that's what I do, SDRs and AEs, who I help, to book more meetings and close bigger deals faster, was the outcome of working with me. Your step three will be to optimize your featured section. Now that your banner and headline are optimized, you need to provide additional resources to help your prospects solve a problem they want to solve. You can do that by adding links in your featured section. And what I do is I often see salespeople highlighting a viral post in this section, and I always tell them it's completely useless. The post was viral before, it's not anymore, it's not providing any value. So instead of this, you can think of a simple resource to help your prospects. And a typical resource would be a checklist, a one-pager, a link to a webinar, or a link to book a meeting with you. Best thing you can do is actually to gate these resources, meaning that you are gonna ask for an email in exchange of the resource. And by doing this, you'll be able to create a lead list, so people who have actually downloaded the resource. And I understand they can be really hard to do and to enable if you're working for a company with a marketing team, because that's typically their job. But you can go and check distribute.io if you want to create a lead magnet and create your own content engine, even if you're an SDR or an AE. I'll put the link in the show notes so you can go and check it out. Pro tip, when you add a link in the feature section, make sure to leave the description empty. This will directly open the link in a new tab instead of displaying an intermediary validation page, which is always done when you're linking outside of LinkedIn. And this is how you can optimize your LinkedIn profile for sales. When you stop using it as an online resume and start using it to help your prospects solve a problem, you'll start more conversations and book more meetings as a result. I hope this helps, and happy prospecting.